Compensation. Pastoral communities living on unregistered communal lands have urged the national government to compensate them directly for mega projects instead of channeling the money to county governments. Speaking during the 9th edition of the Indigenous Women Council's 2 days annual conference at a Nanyuki Hotel in Lycopia County, the communities lamented that in the current arrangement, the national government disperses the funds to the devolved units for community lands that were yet to register their lands as per the Community Land Act 2016. They revealed that channeling of the funds to the devolved units for the respective communities living on communal lands denied them the benefits in terms of compensation when the state implemented mega projects such as the LAPPSET, mega dams, roads and high voltage power transmission. The compensation should go to the community and manage their own resources. No money should be given to the county government. It must be channeled directly to the beneficiaries, said Nuria Golo, an Indigenous Women Council representative from Marsabit County. Pastoral women dancing at a Nanyuki hotel during the official opening of a 2-day annual conference for the Indigenous Women Council on Monday, August 12, 2024. The conference targets at deliberating on how women could be empowered on leadership on the communal land, natural resource governance, climate change mitigation and climate justice. She added that for transparency, capacity building and awareness creation was crucial, aimed at ensuring no pastoral community member was left out during compensation. At the same time, the convener of the Indigenous Women Council, Jane Merriwes, said that arrangement has continued to deny them anticipated gains. They are now faulting the national and county governments over the slow transition process from trust lands to community lands. There are a lot of challenges on the issue of our natural resources, land ownership and management coming from transitions from ranches to community. There is still a gap when it comes to women trying to be part of the registered members of the community, said Merriwes. On the issue of women being part of community land ownership, she said that they needed to be prioritized without being discriminated against. We want to send a strong message that when it comes to participation and inclusion, we need to be considered. We don't want anybody to talk on our behalf and we must be on the same table where people are making decisions, she noted. National Land Commission Chief Executive Officer, CEO, Tash Kabale said that the government was scaling up the number of women taking key decisions on the management of the community lands in the pastoral areas. The registration of community lands is ongoing and we're ensuring the participation of women in ownership of the community lands is enhanced and at the same time, we made it compulsory for women to take part in land acquisition process, revealed Kabale. Additionally, she pointed out that the participation of women on land ownership aimed at enabling them to get land rights. Kabale encouraged women to take an active role on the issues of community lands management.